Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is author and screenwriter Bridget Bell McMahon, who honed her writing skills over a decade of nights and weekends while raising two sons, paying her mortgage, and enjoying the everyday moments of a working mom's life. She shares practical advice today with us for aspiring screenwriters and believes the road to a solid screenplay is paved with rewrites. So welcome, Bridget.
Thank you, Stacey, for having me back. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you. So let's talk about just the process that you went through of adapting your novel, McCleary's Mulligan, into a screenplay.
Well, first, you have to come to the understanding that a book and a stage play and a movie, they're all very different experiences. You know, they say if you're a thinker, write a book. If you're a talker, write a play, you know, a script. And if you're a doer, write a movie. So the first thing was recognizing that the book I wrote was going to be a very different animal turned into a script. And then I think the second thing was I needed to allow myself to change the story. You know, that was written over a decade ago. I'm a very different person now with new experiences, good and bad, and, you know, more to say. So as you're going through the process, embrace the change and adapt to the new things in your life that you can bring in. I found that I had to put everything on the table. When you have a novel, you've got hundreds of pages and lots of ways to introduce people. But in a tight screenplay, you know, you probably have too many characters. Maybe you need some, you don't need others. And you have to think of the characters differently in terms, well, sort of like the archetypes, like the, you know, the hero and the villain and the sidekick and the romantic, because movies are so visual. And I guess the last part of the process was really, I had to really learn that screenplays, generally, they follow a framework. And if you're expecting to get your work sold or do well in a contest, you really need to familiarize yourself with the framework. Learn it, work it, critique it. You know, the script writing really is a collaborative art form. And as you go through the process, it's so important to meet the expectations of the readers, who are the gatekeepers to get you in the door.
And Bridget, what advice would you have, because obviously that is very involved in doing all of that, what advice would you have for screenwriters who struggle with writing time and finding it?
Well, you have to get it where you can get it. You know, sometimes it's a matter of, if you can't write, you can read. Maybe you can read scripts, you can read online, we can go through some resources, I have some suggestions for that. You know, watch movies. The best way to learn about dialogue is watch a lot of movies and read a lot of scripts. But I think one of the most important things is, if you're going to get through it, I mean, it takes years, and life does get in the way, you know, kids in school and all kinds of things, but you just have to carve out any amount of time. You know, if you're at the gym, on the bike, you can do blogs, e-newsletters, you know, just find ways to immerse yourself in everything that involves, you know, the scripts and screenwriting and movies. It's kind of a fun thing. I mean, even if you have a movie club, a lot of people go once a week or once a month, and take note of the conventions and the different types that are out there and what you might be interested. You know, I talked a little bit before about critique groups, and critique groups are meant to, it's where writers get together once during a set period, and they read some of each other's work, and then they give each other feedback on the work. And I have to tell you, critique groups can be the greatest thing or the worst thing. A lot of people get very offended. They feel like whatever they write is perfect from the get-go. And if that's the case, you really don't belong in a critique group, because someone's going to say, you know what, I didn't like this character, or I did like this, or, you know, they're gonna give you feedback, sort of the nature of the work. And I'll tell you, I went to one critique group. It was actually a class that I paid, you know, money to go and share my work and have the instructor give feedback. I left that class in a body bag. I mean, I didn't write for like 2 months until I kind of got my bearings again. So as a participant, you want to give nurturing, good feedback. And as the writer, you know, you want to be respectful and recognize that if three people read your story and they all think one person is a jerk and the other person is nice in your story, and you really meant the opposite to be the effect, then that gives you something to think about and to plan for.
And in addition to these critique groups, what are some of those other resources you mentioned that would be available for aspiring screenwriters? And if you could, let us know what projects you have coming up as well.
Sure. Well, I think there's a lot of free resources. There's a lot of blogs. I'll name a few that I think are particularly good. Blue Cat. Blue Cat is a screenplay competition, but it's also a blog. They regularly post entire scripts, so you can actually find scripts of your favorite movies and see the formats, get some familiarity with them. There's a great blog by a woman in the UK. It's called Bang to Write. Bang and the number two and write. And she is very cheeky Brit and gives some really good guidance on what to do. Top 10 mistakes, top 10 ideas. Inktip is another resource online where they have articles, and then they also sponsor contests. In terms of books, the three triumvirate of screenwriting, I would say, is Story is one book, Format, Dave Trottier's book, and Save the Cat. Save the Cat is pretty well known, and I'm sure they're all rentable, but the premise of Save the Cat is that in every movie, you need to have a save the cat moment early on so the audience can vest with the protagonist. Like in the beginning of Rocky, before Rocky even says anything, in the very beginning he's jogging through the streets and he's covering up the bomb and he's, you know, being nice to people. That's considered a save the cat moment. In addition to that, Screenwriting U, they have some free teleconferences. And then here locally, the Women in Film and Video in D.C., which I'm a member, they have a great blog. They have a lot of resources on the website. They have meetings. If you're a member, great. If you're not, you can pay a small fee and attend some of the workshops right in downtown D.C. I guess there's a lot out there for people who really want to learn and keep at it.
All right, Bridget, I want to thank you for joining us and reconnecting with us here on Jennings Wire. For more information on Bridget, her work, her upcoming projects, you can visit her online at bridgetbell.com. That's B-R-I-D-G-E-T, bridgetbell.com. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.